All right, from one Buckeye to another, we go from James Laurinaitis to the newest Saint, and that would be safety Vaughn Bell of the Ohio State Buckeyes. Vaughn, congratulations. You're with Sean Kelly and John DeShazer on NewOrleansSaints.com.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it is our pleasure. And you are the big surprise for us as the New Orleans Saints trade away two picks and hustle up the jump in front of Carolina to select you. Were you caught off guard a little bit by the selection tonight, Vaughn?
Oh, yeah, I was very eager to get off the board early. And just very excited. I thought I was going to go earlier, but, you know, everything happens for a reason. I'm just blessed to be picked.
Well, set the scene for me, Vaughn. Where were you when you got the phone call? I mean, we've heard some crazy stories tonight about guys in weird positions when the phone finally rang for them. What was your situation like tonight as you were on the wait?
We were watching. I was just with my family, my support staff behind me. We were just waiting on the phone call, watching the draft. And we were just watching the phone ring. I just picked it up. And I said, man, it's about that time. So I'm just very excited.
Any emotions or tears tonight, Vaughn? Are you kind of an emotional guy?
I'm very emotional. I have no tears, but I'm just really good at it. I just prove who I am.
So two Buckeyes for the New Orleans Saints in the second round. Does that surprise you in any way?
No, it doesn't. What the program does at Ohio State, that's what we want. We want elite guys at the program that are in and out the program, win championships, and move on with their careers. And go chase their dreams and pursue their dreams in the NFL and have a long career there. So it's just like a continuing cycle. I'm very happy for the guys that got picked, and it's going to be some more guys that get picked. So it's going to be even more better. So I'm just proud of being that part of that family.
You know, Sean, the Saints made a trade to move up in order to get you. And I know you said you expected to come off the board a little bit earlier, but, you know, I guess does that to you show the regard that they had for you at that position, that they were able to make a move in order to move up in order to pick you?
Yes, it was. Me and Coach Payton talked a couple of times, and we just had a good conversation and a good bond, and I showed that I was accountable for him, and I just showed the person of my true colors and my character, and he really bumped that, and he just made the call, and I'm just very blessed for him to do that, and I'm just very happy to get to it and go to New Orleans and start my mark.
Hey, Vaughn, tell us about your versatility as a safety. I mean, we know you've played some corner, some nickel. You're a guy who obviously can play in the sub packages, but is there a preference for you or run support or pass coverage or just give us some of your strengths?
I'm strength all around. I can do it all. That's what I said. I can play the middle. I can play down. I can play in five. I can do anything. And I said I'm a phenomenal tackle. I can cover. I can cover well. I can cover in the slide. And I can be a vocal leader on the team, make the calls and everything. So I can do it all. But really, being in the middle field, being a ball hawk and just going to get the ball at the high point and making plays for the guys.
Vaughn, if there's been any criticism of your play, and there's hardly any, but as you know, all the draft experts have to pick at something, right? I mean, so they sat there and they picked at your ability to support on the run. Are they off the mark there, Vaughn, or is that something that you'd like to see yourself get better at as you enter the NFL?
They're very off the mark. I think I'm a phenomenal tackle. I think I don't let no confidence in that. I think I'm a phenomenal tackle. I can do it in the middle field. I can do it open field. And I have confidence in myself and what I could do. And I'm just very proud of myself. And when me and my coach asked, my position coach at Ohio State, now he's been coach at Rutgers, who worked on tackle like every day. And I think I'm a phenomenal tackle. I don't know why these so-called gurus of the draft and all this think I'm lacking in tackling. And I think they're down for saying that. So I think I'm a phenomenal tackle.
Now, Vaughn, you know, obviously the Saints picked up Michael Thomas earlier tonight, and I'm sure you guys had some practice battles, and, you know, Michael's Twitter handle is, you know, can't guard Mike, so, you know, were you a guy who could guard Mike, or?
I'm a guy that could guard Mike, for sure. For sure, but he's a workhorse, and he's going to be ready to go. He's going to be hungry, too. I'm ready to show what he can do because we know we're the best opposition. So he's ready to jump out of the end, and he's ready. I know he decided to get on board and just start his mark, too.
Have you guys talked to each other since
this all went down the road? No, we didn't. But we tweeted at each other. So we're for sure talking to each other. So. It's going to happen. Baseball about to happen soon.
If his Twitter handle is Can't Guard Mike, then what is yours, Vaughn? Yeah.
Mine's EBA.
Say again, Vaughn?
Vaughn Bell Academy. I'm going to take him to school.
Oh, Vaughn Bell Academy. Oh, I like this. This is fantastic. We're getting two great personalities here. Hey, Vaughn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Vaughn, one of the things that is of interest to me is the fact that when you're the type of ball hawk that you are, the hitter that you are, sometimes when you're those things, it's hard to stay on the field. Yet you have done so. You've been durable throughout your career at Ohio State. What's the secret there, Vaughn Bell?
Man, I don't have no state. We're like pros. So I took like the pro, approach. I took care of my body. I did extra weightlifting with Coach Mickey Morati, where I was always constantly lifting weights, constantly working on my body with his trainers. I was constantly like doing stuff off the field, eating well, getting enough sleep. And I really just took the pro like mentality into college. And I'm already prepped for that. I'm already ready for the next level. So, that's why I was so durable, and I was fresh at the end of the season. That's why I played my best at the end of the season. That's why we won championship, and that's why we had that mentality. So I always took that with me, and I'm going to take it to the next approach in New Orleans, too. So I can't wait to get a hold of everything and make my mark, and that's where you're going to see a guy that's going to come in, and that's ready.
My partner, John, here is from Georgia. So we were trying to figure out where Rossville, Georgia is, Vaughn.
It's right by the state of Tennessee. I live in Chattanooga, Tennessee. My mom was a teacher there, so we just commuted back and forth from home. It wasn't that far, so we made the right business move there.
Yeah, I'd say. What team did you grow up watching, Vaughn?
I was just a sports fanatic. You know, I love sports. I love being around the sports, and that's what I know about my homework, about everybody on each team. So I just like watching the game and just being around it. So I didn't really have one particular team. I was just watching.
So the son of a school teacher, what did mom/school teacher say tonight when you received the call that you've been drafted by the New Orleans Saints?
Oh, she was excited. She always going to be excited. She'll be blessed. We prayed about it. She said, God, go take where you want to be, and this could be the right fit for you. So I really have faith in him, and he really blessed me for this opportunity in my next life. And I'm here now.
Now, Vaughn, you said, I know you didn't have a specific team that you followed, but any players you modeled yourself after, and why would you pick, you know, the guy that you would name?
Tyrann Mathieu, Jerry Berry, and Earl Thomas, all playmaking guys. They show their IQ of the game, their reformation. They make big plays. They have the passion. They serve their teammates, and they just want to be that guy that their team leads on, and that's why I want to be that guy. So I can't wait. And you're going to see this, and you'll hear more about it when I get there.
Well, Vaughn, we've enjoyed the visit tonight. John, anything to add before we let Vaughn go enjoy the rest of his new evening here?
No, I'm glad he educated me on where Rossville, Georgia is, because, you know, I'm from Macon, Vaughn, as a matter of fact, middle Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah, so I couldn't tell him where Rossville was because I was not familiar with it.
And of course, Sheldon Rankin's first-round pick is from Georgia as well. So yeah, we've got two Georgia guys now coming to the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, we're gonna have more Georgia guys than Ohio State guys.
Easy. Hey, Vaughn. Yeah. Hey, how will you celebrate the rest of your evening here? You got big plans, big deal?
Just being my family and my support staff, and we're just going to have a good time, and just being around those guys, so I can't wait.
We'll see you on campus here very shortly. Vaughn, congratulations. We're excited to have you as a part of our family. Yep. All right, Vaughn Bell, there he goes, the newest Saint and the second Ohio State Buckeye, the third member of the Saints drafted here so far this weekend, NFL Draft 2016.